Well, thank you, Tom, for that transmission. Appreciate you sharing your preparedness. I think it's interesting to hear everybody's stories and ideas. I forgot to share mine quickly, if you guys don't mind. So my wife and I came to the conclusion we need water. Without electricity, we have no water. So that's on my list to figure out how to get that. In the meantime, I've got buckets of water just in case, you know, for different things. But obviously, you know what, flushing and whatnot, and then drinking water I got too. But, and then the last thing I added was we got oil lamps, which work pretty good, actually. And so anyways, that's kind of cool. Just a short time there.
And all that sort of stuff. Preparedness, I have portables that I usually keep charged. Sometimes I forget, but most of the time they're charged, and radio-wise, and then 8-6 has a battery. The Munson repeaters, those are fine, and we got bigger problems because it's under the, it's got the Munson power hooked up to it, so it's there. It's got generator, if I remember correctly. And my new place is going to have gas appliances, so I'll do that to actually cook things, because this current place does not have that. It's, everything's electric, so if I lose power, I am kind of screwed. And I lose my water, so. Yeah, I've been also stocked up on water quite a bit. So, there you go. I'm guessing I'm going to have to figure out what I will for sure need. I guess food is the only thing I really need to worry about, is having food. So, with that, back to cleaning up the mess that I have made, and back to you there, John. You're doing a good job. Anyway.